Unfortunately, we've been in negotiations now for 3 years. We've got to a stage whereby in March we believed that we were going to be made an offer that was going to be taken back to our membership. This was sort of put on hold because of some Treasury sort of implications with regard to the budget. This was then discussed at a separate meeting that there would be no reason or no barrier for an offer to be made to us. So basically, we've been waiting for an offer from the Fire Minister. We gave him till the 24th of April and said, look, we need a response from you. Unfortunately, he wrote to us on that date and said they were unable to give us any kind of offer for us to take back to our members.
So do you feel that you've kind of been taken for a bit of a ride by the government?
Definitely, yes. I mean, you know, we haven't had a strike date. Well, we had one strike date this year. We've obviously been heavily involved in the floodings and being, you know, done some amazing work out there, you know, protecting the community. And you know, the cynical side of me a little bit thinks maybe that he's been stringing us along all this time and has had never had any intention in resolving this dispute.
What is your main issue? Because I know it's over sort of pay, working conditions, that sort of thing. But I mean, what would you say is the main gripe of your members?
The main issue is a guarantee that firefighters won't be sacked because they can't maintain their fitness at over the age of 55.
And in terms of, you know, how you go forward, I mean, is this the tip of the iceberg, so to speak? I mean, could there be more strikes if the government doesn't sit up and listen to you?
Most definitely, yes. I mean, we wrote to Brandon Lewis to said even though we've published these strike dates, we will withdraw them at any stage if you make us an offer. He wrote quite a clear letter to us a couple of days ago to say you obviously don't want to resolve it. You know, the offer is the very original offer, and that's the end of it, which obviously is very, very disappointing.
What would you say to the community of Dorset in terms of if there is a fire? I'm assuming that obviously if it's an emergency, you guys will still attend, but it's just the day-to-day work that you're not going to partake in.
No, we are on industrial actions, therefore we are on strike, and we will not be providing fire cover unless there should be a major incident within Dorset. But the Dorset Fire and Rescue Service are putting out contingency plans, and we'll have fire cover in place, you know, for the people in Dorset. All I would sort of recommend is, you know, that people are extra vigilant and, you know, they take care, because they won't get, you know, the same service as they would get on a normal working day.
Just my final question, if I may, just to play devil's advocate. I mean, what would you say to someone who would say, well, look, you know, we're all in this together? I'm sure you've heard that before. Mr. Cameron uses it rather a lot. You know, lots of people have had to sacrifice certain things at work, whether it is pay or whether it is a change in their working conditions like yourselves. You know, some people are just having to swallow it and get on with it. What would you say to someone who would say that to you guys?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had pay freezes, you know, we've got huge pension increases. We are campaigning on other parts of our pension, but ultimately we're just trying to protect our jobs, which is, you know, how can it be fair, you know, if a firefighter can't maintain their fitness over the age of 55, which statistically has been proven that it'd be very, very difficult, then they should be sacked, and their pension will be given to them at the age of 68.